do appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today and share some information on basically some general production practices that we follow in Mississippi. And just going to really give you an overview of corn production in Mississippi. I know, first let me just introduce myself. I am Chris Days from Mississippi State University, and I'm fairly new there. Been on board just over a year, it'll be 2 years in February. I'm located right outside of Jackson at the Central Mississippi Research and Extension Center there in Raymond. My counterpart's Don Cook. He's located up in Verona around the Tupelo area in the northeast corner of the state. Dr. Fred Musser is a research entomologist located there on campus. And Dr. Angus Catchout, he's also an extension entomologist located there on the main campus of Mississippi State. But for the most part, when you think about Mississippi corn production, it's probably not the first thing that pops in your mind. But when you take a look at the number of harvest acres of corn in the last 10 years in Mississippi, you can see we've kind of bounced around a little bit, kind of all over the board. In the last 10 years, in 1998, somewhere around that 500,000 mark is where we were average harvest corn acres in the state. We'd fall down into that 300,000 acre range, back up to 530,000 acres in 03 and 04, and then we kind of went back down to 06 to about 325,000 acres. And you can see in 2007, we had a significant change in the landscape across Mississippi, most of that in the Mississippi Delta. We had 940,000 acres of corn in the state, which is a lot of corn acres in Mississippi. In 2008, we fell off a little bit, mostly due to extended planting window. We had a wet spring, so we weren't able to get in and plant as many corn acres as we'd like. A lot of that acreage went into soybeans just because we missed our optimal planting window there. Our corn yields in Mississippi, again, the last 10 years, they've come a long way. You can see in 1998, we were averaging just 86 bushels per acre. And back in 1998 and some of these earlier years, corn wasn't put on our best ground. It was mostly all dry land corn production. But there's been kind of a steady trend going up in yield. In 2007, we had our big corn year. Again, a lot of the acres come out of cotton. It was irrigated cotton ground over in the Delta. And we actually set a yield record at 150 bushels per acre. In 2008, our projected yield is 143 bushels per acre. And again, some of that is probably due to we missed a lot of our optimal planting window. We had some situations in the South Delta around the Vicksburg area where growers were kind of locked into corn. They'd already sold their crop. We had some spring flooding inside the Mississippi River levees. And it caused some problems there. Some of the water didn't recede until the 1st of June, and that's way past our optimal planting window. But since the farmers were locked in, they felt like they had to go ahead and grow corn. So we did have some corn planting take place in the later parts of June, the 3rd and 4th week of June. And in these particular fields in those areas, we had corn yields that averaged about 50 bushels to the acre. I talk about management strategies for insect pest and corn in Mississippi. I'm going to kind of give you an overview of all of them, and then we'll kind of switch gears and talk about mostly southwestern corn borer, although we do have European corn borer in Mississippi as well, and the sugarcane borer has been documented in Mississippi, although we don't really see it as a pest on a year-to-year basis. And actually, we've kind of done some surveying this year around looking for it at the request from some of our counterparts over in Louisiana. And we really haven't turned up any southwestern or the sugarcane borer in Mississippi in the past few years. But like I said, early season soil insect pest complex, pretty similar to what some of the other states see. We have sea corn maggot, southern corn rootworm, wireworms, white grubs, and that pretty much makes up our soil insect complex. We usually combat this with seed treatments at planting or use of a insecticide in the furrow. And then early season pests, we treat a few acres every year for chinch bugs. In the last couple of years, stink bugs have really become a problem in Mississippi. We've sprayed a lot of corn this year in the world stage for stink bugs, mostly brown stink bugs. We feel like a lot of them are probably coming out of wheat Our wheat acres was up this year, the last 2 years really, so we feel like a lot of those stink bugs were coming out of wheat and moving into corn. Kind of mid-season, we did spray some corn this year for stink bug prior to ear development. That's another time that we have potential damage from stink bugs. And then past that window of opportunity for insects, we start thinking about corn borer control. Most of our corn borer applications are aimed at second generation corn borer. We have three generations of southwestern corn borer in the state of Mississippi. And we can usually avoid the impact of that third generation by using early planting dates and using timely harvest. We encourage our growers to plant corn. Depending on where they are in the state, they'll start planting corn the last week of February up until about April the 25th. And they do a good job of planting the non-BT acres first and going in there and harvesting those in a timely fashion, trying to get the non-BT acres harvested before they start in on the BT. Fall tillage, when you think about Mississippi, it's really divided into two distinct regions. We have the Delta region and the Hill region, and they're very different regions, and they're very different in the management practices that occur in those regions. In the Delta, the growers, they have bigger equipment, they have more land, and they tend to get in the field, plant earlier, harvest earlier. They get most of their tillage work done in the fall versus spring tillage in the hills. In the Hill region, we do have more reduced tillage or no-till acres versus what we see in the Delta. And also in the hills, we tend to lag 2 to 3 weeks behind what's going on in the Delta. So we're generally 2 to 3 weeks behind planting and 2 to 3 weeks behind when it comes time to harvest. In terms of BT corn adoption in Mississippi, it's been widely adopted in both regions of the state, in the Delta and the Hill regions. But currently we can only plant 50% of our acres because we are in the cotton growing regions. But that is subject to change in 2009 as some of the new BT events come into the marketplace with dual modes of action. And that is supposed to change to a 20% refuge in 2009 when those come to market. Again, we're talking about some of the management strategies and talking about the people who are actually calling the shots in Mississippi as far as corn borer applications are concerned. Crop consultants, extension personnel, industry personnel, and sometimes the growers will rely on their neighbors. We don't have a lot of corn acres in Mississippi that are being scouted by crop consultants. Probably about 25 to 30% of our acreage actually get scouted by crop consultants. Our consultants are historically cotton consultants. They've had to kind of switch over and start looking at beans and corn and wheat just because the number of cotton acres in our state has gone down drastically in the past few years. So corn is a new crop to some of them. Some of these pests are new for them. And southwestern corn borers is something that they've heard about and they're used to running traps for. But as far as getting out there looking for corn borer eggs and looking for damage, it's something that that they don't really enjoy doing. Some of the growers were utilized extension personnel, area agents, and extension specialists across the state to come out, look at their crop, and also some of the industry personnel or some of the ag chem reps in different areas will offer the service of not necessarily scouting the fields for corn borer egg masses and larvae, but they'll run a few traps here and there around their relative territories across the state, and they'll provide growers with these numbers that they're running for second generation corn borers. In 2007, I came on board as an extension entomologist, and we got some funding from Mississippi Corn Promotion Board to start a statewide southwestern corn borer monitoring program. We've had a lot of interest in this project from the growers, from crop consultants, and the industry personnel in the state. And most of the calls we get about corn in the middle of the summer, what are your trap counts running in my area, and that kind of stuff. In 2007, we were able to trap 42 out of 82 counties in Mississippi. All the counties that you see here that are highlighted in brown are areas that we were trapping in. And you can see I have a different shade of brown here. This would be the Delta region of Mississippi, and all the other brown states would be considered the Hill region. In 2008, we trapped in 43 counties. We trapped a minimum of 2 fields in each county. We really didn't have a criteria other than if the counties had more than 500 acres of field corn, we tried to get traps in those areas. But that was all based on whether or not we had a cooperator in that area, somebody to run that trap on a weekly basis and report those numbers. We had two fields per county, and we tried to have those fields located in the northern part of the county and the southern part of the county, or have those fields as far apart as we could within that county. And we would run 2 traps per field, so that would be 4 traps per county. And in each year, we've been running around 250 traps in 07 and 08 across the state. Again, these trap captures are reported weekly in an extension newsletter that is put out. The editor's Dr. Angus Catchott. It's the Mississippi Crop Situation. Some of you in the Mid-South may receive that newsletter, but it goes out on a weekly basis throughout the growing season. And again, a lot of interest from corn growers, the crop consultants, and the industry personnel for these numbers. If you look at the distribution across Mississippi, what you'll see is in that central region of the white region is where we have the most southwestern corn borer population in the state. If you look at that green line that represents the south part of the state, over the last 2 years, this data is the cumulative trap counts for the region in 2008, but the 2007 data look very similar. And you'll notice the bottom third of the state of that green line is relatively flat. Now, we only had 5 or 6 counties in this area that we were actually running traps in, and that's just due mainly to the reason that we don't have a lot of corn production down here in this part of the state. But for whatever reason, in the last 2 years, we probably hadn't caught 100 moths total in 07 and 08 in those 2 years. But if you look here in the central part of the state, you'll see that our first moth flight usually occurs somewhere in the last of April, first part of May. And then our second moth flight will peak somewhere in around the second week of June, pretty consistently from year to year. And then again, our third moth flight will be sometime in the end of July, first part of August, just depending on where you are in the state. Seems to be that everything occurs about a week early in that central part of the state, or in that central zone there that's highlighted in white, and about a week later in that northern zone or northern part of the state, the northern third, that's represented by this blue bar. And you can see it's about, these peaks are about a week later, and we don't have the same population in the central part of in the northern part of the state as we do there in the central part of the state. Another thing that we're doing in Mississippi, we're trying to correlate the number of egg masses with southwestern corn borer trap captures. And the one reason that got us to thinking about this is because a lot of our crop consultants, a lot of our industry personnel have indicated that they're not very comfortable getting out there looking for corn borer egg masses. They don't feel like they're picking them up in the field. They feel like they're missing them. And so they're a little bit leery relying on their whole plant counts looking for egg masses and the neonate larvae. So what we did, we took 25 producer fields across the state. These are scattered all over the state, but we tried to locate them in areas that historically have had southwestern corn borer pressure. And we tried to get into fields that had historic southwestern corn borer pressure, as well as fields that were second, third year in corn production. In these fields, we would place 5 southwestern corn borer bucket traps. We'd run them on a weekly basis, and we'd also scout 100 plants per field. We'd look at 20 plants out from each trap within the field. Now, this is just a picture of one of the fields we looked at in Yazoo City, Mississippi, which is kind of considered the South Delta part of the state. And most of the fields, we would try to space our traps evenly around the perimeter of the field. And you can see here we have 5 of the red pins around this field. Each one of these represents a trap. So each week we would come in here, we would check the traps, record the number of moths, and then we would scout 20 plants out from that trap at each location. We tried to, like I said, try to always go around the entire perimeter of the field. It always wasn't the case because we had to stay on rows that we could get on when it was wet, so we could check these traps on a weekly basis, and the weather wouldn't affect us as much. What we saw, or what our conclusions were from some of that, we haven't taken a real hard look at some of this data. Dr. Fred Musser is compiling the data from all the fields around the state, but I just wanted to show here, this is one of the fields that we had the heaviest pressure in 2008. This was the same field that I just showed you there in Yazoo City. And if you look at this gray bar here, this is the trap captures from that field. And you can see in the second week of June, we were running about 2,200 moss per traps out of those five fields, or out of those five traps. And you can see here on this red line, this is the number of egg masses that we were recording in each field, or in this particular field. So our egg lay was somewhat about a week behind of when our peak moth flight was in these potential fields. I forgot to mention that our threshold in Mississippi is 25% southwestern corn borer egg masses or larvae present in the field before we trigger an application. And you can see here that we never reached that threshold in this particular field. Now we would also go back and look at R6 or black layer. We'd go back and split 50 stalks per field, looking for the amount of tunneling to see if we had missed the population or missed what we actually had in the field doing our egg counts. In this particular field, we were running about 40% of the stalks with tunneling. A lot of times this tunneling wasn't very much, but we did see the presence of tunneling in 40% of the plants here, and again, we never reached threshold in this field. So some of the observations, we had variable infestations across the state. We've seen that for 2 years. We had a lot of variability between traps in the same field. For whatever reason, we haven't been able to put our hand on that, but we've seen traps that were 200 feet apart, and one trap may catch 500 or 600 moths per week, and the other trap may catch 10 or 15 per week, and that may be throughout the whole summer. They may flip-flop back and forth throughout the summer. So we saw a lot of variability within traps. And scouting for the egg masses is hard, and it is time-consuming, and sometimes our consultants and our industry personnel don't want to spend the amount of time that they really need to out there in the field to try to find these egg masses. I just want to make a few comments on grain sorghum in Mississippi. Our number of acres of grain sorghum kind of follows that of corn. As you can see, we usually run an average of the last 10-year average about 67,000 acres of grain sorghum in the state, and we yield somewhere around 80 bushels to the acre on a 10-year average. We don't have a lot of people looking at grain sorghum. A lot of times our grain sorghum is double crop behind wheat, probably about 40% of it at different times. But we don't have a lot of people out there. We don't have a lot of eyes and ears in the field. We do have some problems that we do address every year. Most of these fields receive a sorghum midge application. But other than that, they really don't have high management or in these grain sorghum fields. And I think I'm out of time, yeah. But I'll be around if you have any questions.
No time for questions.